So I've been thinking about our mission and vision lately that we've written, I don't know how many years ago. And then taking a look at it within the context of a church called to exclaim why we gather as a worshiping body of the ELCA. Piecing together what was written then and how we want to envision our engagement for those who enter our doors and join us each Sunday. Moving beyond the inside of our building to engage with those who are seeking refuge from the storms of life. Navigating the complexities of life to provide a safe harbor for those who are lost or in search to find their bearings once again. Representing God's use and means of grace, written to us by Luther and adapted into our context, to share our eternal hope for those who are adrift. Welcoming those seeking a new church home, where they feel seen and can tangibly feel the love of God being lived out. This week, I did a bit of pondering on how we engage in the pieces we are given as representatives of God, finding commonality within the world when there are noticeable divisions instead of the unity that God, who pleads with us, to have. I also thought about the potential clouds that might be brewing around us and the consistency of God, as consistent as he was then, is now, and in the future. And when we explore the idea of storms, I think of those that we can often see brewing on the horizon as we keep an eye on the sky. There are also those times where they approach us without any warning, like those flash floods or gully washers, where we experience the intense rain that tries to sweep us off our feet. Other times, it approaches us like the gentle rain, settling the dirt but not bogging us down. And there are many conditions that are needed to come together to create the storm. It's not only up to what the clouds are doing, it's how they are forming, with what's the moisture content or humidity or even the barometric pressure. Keeping along the idea of storms, we think about the many diverse pieces as they come together to create the unity of the body of God, blending our focus to the four potential observations that were made within the readings of this week based on the letter Paul has written to the Corinthians. This week, Paul is focusing on the unity of the Spirit, who brings about a diversity of spiritual gifts for those who come together in a worshiping community. Centering on Paul's building of their understanding of community while exploring these gifts of the Holy Spirit. Recalling that we are all individually and uniquely made. We are all created by God, who is the source of our spiritual gifts. Gifts that are as unique as the individuals who share them within the body of believers. Those who are gathered to live life jointly as a worshiping body. As we are called to proclaim the good news of Christ in our own unique way to all who listen. So the first observation found within this section of his letter, Paul shares that it is God who arranges us and places us in those worshiping communities, arranging us so that we all don't have the same gift. However, piecing us together to build a diversity of the gifts within that unity. Paul states that there are different kinds of spiritual gifting, but they all come from the same Spirit. There are also different ways of serving, but the example to serve comes from the same Creator. Their Creator, God's power, is different ways through different people, but in the same great Spirit who is at work in all of them. And that's translated from the First Nations New Testament. The second observation that was made is that as members of the body of believers, that we need one another. Like the cumulus clouds, they don't always start off ready to downpour on us. They require all the elements needed for the transformation into rain. Much like the body of believers, we are ineffective without the other parts that make up the body. However, because of God is gracious to us, merciful and loving, we have been selected and placed in this body of believers, either for a time or season of life. The unity being created is based on the mutual care that we have for one another, which comes from a part of our mission as a church. It is expressed through our understanding and honoring of our varied vocations and our stages of life. The third observation builds upon the second with saying that there is no hierarchy of gifts within the church. We all get to be the special snowflakes that we are. Paul is saying that we've been given different gifts by the Spirit, and as all gifts are used to glorify what God has given us through the Spirit, it does not make one gift more important than the other one. Going on to say that the gifts given to us should not be held in higher regard than the others. One author I read summed it up beautifully by saying, "One body, many members, working as one, every member is important to the overall life and work of the church." We have stated in our mission that we draw upon individual gifts, talents, and abilities. Colossians 2 says that being knitted together in love and attending to all the riches of the full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mystery of God, being knitted together, flowing as one toward a common goal and hope, working together rather than in opposite directions. The final observation given relies on the other three that have been made. It is about mutual care for one another. Looking again at the translation of Paul's saying, he says, "If one part of the body hurts, the whole body hurts. If one part of the body is honored, the whole body celebrates. So then, together you all form the body of Christ, and each one of you has a place in that body." It draws upon the unity found within the diversity of those who participate within this body of believers. Those who gather together to worship the God of grace, who demonstrates love to all of those who may never have experienced it. Those who celebrate life together, which includes the highs and lows of life. We are to provide baptism, communion, and opportunities to hear God's grace proclaimed and lived out among us. Looking outward into the wider community and those around the globe, the question then becomes, how are we serving the needs of those individuals or other worshiping communities? Those that are hurting because of violence or natural disasters and the prejudices that they may face. All while we have a split vision of what is going on inside our walls and what is happening outside of our walls. Then being ever mindful as we look at the horizon to see what might be brewing and what might remain hidden from us. The pieces we look at too is an example of God who gifted us with the Spirit, who brings a diversity of gifts among us. Gifts that as our health continues to build, we are overflowed with the sharing of God's love and grace and mercy. And then that overflow we can give to others. It is remembering that when we disagree with whatever someone says, that to flourish we need one another. God has called us individually to take part within this community. It is to remember that there is no hierarchy of gifts within the church, that we are all unique to the individual and are shared and used within the day-to-day life of the body. It is to remember ourselves in time of strife or dissension, we are still called to show mutual care for one another. Therefore, like the clouds coming together in unity, there are many diverse pieces needed to work together. And I want to remind us that we are all part of this church body of diverse people, those who find commonality and unity in God. No matter where we find ourselves in our lives, whether it is to serve on council, serving on the committees, writing cards, speaking words of knowledge, teaching, sharing history, or lifting your voice in song and prayer. So thank you for sharing what you do with your gifts and the consideration as we continue to combine our gifts to serve God. And we thank God that our gifts are multifaceted and abounding in us because the Spirit dwells within us, having been poured into us like God's love that is poured out to all believers. Amen.